Bezvas Hashem Yisbarich, our halacha topic from Daf Chav Dalid revolves around the status of the Hazkara of Rosh Chodesh. Our Gemara had told us that there is a difference between the days that have a Karba Musaf. There the Hazkara is Ma'akev in the Tefillah, and if you forget the Hazkara, then you have to go back. And then there are times that there isn't a Karban Musaf, like for example, when it comes to the Aninu of Tainis, so then in such a case, if a person forgets, then he does not return. There is a fascinating shaila that really emerges in the Sugya and Brachos, but relates to the Lashon of our Gemara. And that is, what happens if somebody forgets to say Yalav Yavo? The halacha, of course, is that they're supposed to repeat Shmona Esrei. What happens if they only realize that they didn't say Yalav Yavo when Rosh Chodesh has already passed? In other words, Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, they were supposed to say Yalav Yavo, they forgot. And then came along Ma'ariv, and they say, whoops, I remember that I didn't say Yalav Yavo. This is a Machlokes HaRishonim, Tosvos on Daf Chavava Mebeis, and many follow this position, Lahalacha, is of the opinion that one does not repeat Shmona Esrei in such a case. Even though if he had remembered before Shkia, he has a chiyuv to repeat Shmona Esrei. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Tashlumin, he does not have a mitzvah or a chiyuv of Tashlumin. He's considered as if he was Yotze, the Tefillah, despite the fact that he did not say Yalav Yavo. And when it comes Ma'ariv time, he doesn't daven a Tashlumin. It's not like an individual who did not daven at all, but ba'ones. Rav Chaim of Brisk pointed out, this is in the Chidushim of Rav Chaim on Shas. In fact, in the old editions of Rav Chaim, it's the first entry of the stencil, that this idea of Tosos on Chavav, on Beis, and Brachos is actually part of the language of our Gemara. And that is that the Gemara speaks about Yalav Yavo as Azkara. Take a look, 10 lines into the Gemara Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Ma'u Lehazkir Rosh Chodesh. Yalav Yavo is continually referred to in our Gemara as a Hazkara, as a mention of a Chiyuv to mention. And if one did not mention in Yalav Yavo, you have to go back. However, does that mean that you weren't Yotze Shmona Esrei? Tosfos on Chavav HaMebei says it's a Chiyuv of Askara, but it's not part of the Matbeah Shel Bracha. It's not part of the actual construct of the Bracha itself, that if you didn't say it, then you didn't say that Bracha. And therefore, the person said 19 Brachos. He missed out his Chiyuv of Askara, and if he remembers before Shkia, then he repeats the Shmona Esrei because he has the Chiyuv of Askara, but it's not as if he didn't daven 19 brachos. For that reason, there isn't a Chiyuv of Tashlumin. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we've begun to say V'sein talu matar levracha. There's a similar shaila that one could ask in regards to V'sein talu matar that is a parallel to the shaila that we discussed of someone who forgot Yalav Yavo in Mincha, and now it's evening time and it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. The parallel halacha is the following. If one forgot to say V'sein talu matar in Shmona Esrei, the halacha is that one needs to repeat Shmona Esrei if one has concluded Shmona Esrei. What happens if an individual realizes on Friday night that Mincha on Erev Shabbos they had forgotten to say V'sein talu matar livracha? Of course, if an individual had realized before Shkia, then the halacha is like Yalav Yavo, that they need to repeat Shmona Esrei. Now, it's too late for Mincha. It's already Friday night. The tefillah is no longer includes Baruch Aleinu. In such a case, does an individual still have to daven a tefillah as tashlumin? Because at the end of the day, he didn't halachically fulfill his obligation of saying Shmona Esrei properly during Mincha time, and therefore he would daven two Shabbos Shmona Esreis, like all of the halachos of Tashlumin. If he
had slept mincha time and he missed ba'ones, he would daven two Shabbos Shmona Esreis. So too, when it comes to the individual who missed Baruch Aleinu, he wasn't Yotzei Tefillah. Or do we say, no, we learned already that when it comes to Tosos, the Shita is, that when it comes to Azkara of Yalav Yavo is not Ma'akev. He said 19 brachos. So over here he said 19 brachos. He just left out the chiyuv of Azkara of Hussein Tal Umotar. Here Reb Chaim thought that there is a fundamental distinction between Yalav Yavo and Hussein Tal Umotar. Hussein Tal Umotar is different than Yalav Yavo because, as we mentioned, Yalav Yavo is not inherent to the bracha of Ritzei. It's a Azkara, it's an added addition. This is a classic case of Brisker Toro, that when you hear the idea, you say, of course, it's Mukhrach. A good piece of Brisker Toro. However, when it comes to V'sein Talumata, V'sein Talumata is a chelek of the bracha itself. And since it's a chelek of the bracha, it's not simply a Azkara. If a person doesn't say V'sein Talumata, then he wasn't Yotzei the Madbeya of the bracha. If that's so then in such a case, Reb Chaim ruled that an individual will have to say a tefilas tashlumin if he realizes that he didn't say v'sein talumata levracha. When my Rosh Yeshiva and Tara Vedas, Reb Pam Zatzal, discussed this Reb Chaim, he added the following question that some ask on Reb Chaim's Yesod. And that is that the halacha, here we'll have the opportunity to review as well some of the halachas of the same Tal Umator Levracha. The halachas of the same Tal Umator Levracha, we've begun here in Eretz Yisrael to start saying it and begin shortly in Chutz La'aretz. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept our tefillos here in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, I'm recording this as I'm driving along the roads of Eretz Yisrael, where it's clear that the trees begin to start needing the rain. I don't think one appreciates that in North America, where there's water in abundance. Here we live for V'sein, davening for V'sein Talmud Levracha, and we live year to year being Someich on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halacha is, if someone forgets V'sein Talmud Levracha, we mentioned that if he concluded Shmona Esrei, so then in such a case he has to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. What happens if the individual remembered after Baruch Aleinu, he has not concluded the Shmona Esrei, and he's up to the bracha v'Yerushalayim Ircha? So here in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, based on the Gemara on Daf Chavtes in Brachos, says that the halacha is that if one remembers before one reaches Shomea Tefillah, so then one inserts V'sein Talumatar in Shomea Tefillah. One does not need to go back to V'sein Talumatar, but rather go back to Baruch Aleinu, but rather one inserts it there. What happens if the individual has already passed Shema Koleinu? So here there's a machlokis between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says that the halacha is that one goes back to Shema Koleinu. The Bavli is of the opinion that one goes back all the way to Baruch Aleinu. Some asked on Reb Chaim's Chiddush the following kasha. They said, according to Reb Chaim, who says that the bracha of Baruch Aleinu was not said appropriately, and that the bracha is lacking, then how could it possibly be that one could insert it in the bracha of Shema Koleinu? Reb Chaim went so far to say that since he didn't say the bracha Baruch Aleinu, he would need to daven tashlumin on Friday night. If that's so then, if an individual did not say Baruch Aleinu properly, he should have to go back to the bracha Baruch Aleinu. How can he insert it in Shema Koleinu? An excellent question. Reb Pam answered in the following way. According to the Yerushalmi that we had mentioned, that one could go back to Shema Koleinu, Reb Pam quoted from Rav Huttner, and this I later found is in the Sefer Azikaron of Rav Huttner, the first piece over there, that the Yerushalmi holds that the place for V'sein Talmatar is not one place in Baruch Aleinu. It's actually two places. It's in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, as well as in the bracha of Shema Koleinu. I understand what Rav Huttner is saying with the following addition. The Gra writes that the bracha of Shema Koleinu is after a person expressed himself in words. At the end of the day, why don't we say Shema Koleinu and not Shema Tfilaseinu? After all, the bracha concludes Shomea Tfila. The answer is, as the Gra described, is quoted as describing, that the bracha of Shema Koleinu is when a person approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu without words, but in a call, in his cry. Rav Soloveitchik described that that's what happens in Tfila on Rosh Hashanah, and we make the sound of the shofar, the Shmoa Kol shofar is the bracha that we make, because it's the cry. In Rav Soloveitchik's words, when a person davens at the end of all of his tefillos, he realizes that much as he wanted to express his deep emotions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, the words didn't capture it. And the last bracha of the Bakashos is a cry, Shema Koleinu. In many ways, it's the pinnacle of the individual's tefillah. If that's so, according to the Yerushalmi, the reason why one goes back lechatchila to the bracha of Shema Koleinu is because the bracha of Shema Koleinu also includes all brachos. It's a redactic of all the tefillah b'pchinas kol. It's a lechatchila place of all the brachos. It's a new expression of all the previous bakashos. If that's so, so then in such a case, the question falls away. If a person missed V'sein Talamatar, he missed it both in Barech Aleinu as well as in Shema Koleinu. And therefore, if he inserts it in Shema Koleinu, then if one was Mekayim V'sein Talamatar in the call of Tfila, so then in such a case, he does not need to go back. Rav Pam then continued and said, according to the Bavli, it will be a little bit more difficult, because at the end of the day, according to the Bavli, it seems that if one goes back after Modim, when they realize the same, that they didn't say the same Talmata or Levracha, they do not go back to Shema Koleinu, but rather they go back to the Bracha of Barech Aleinu. So then in such a case, it seems that Shema Koleinu is only a Tashlumen. If it's a Tashlumen, so then how could Reb Chaim say that if one didn't say the same Talamata, what wasn't Yotze the Matbeya of Bracha of Tfila? To that, Rav Pam said, Libi Omerli, that if an individual didn't say V'sein Talamatar in all of the Bakashos, he wasn't Yotze. In other words, V'sein Talamatar is a Matbeya of the Bakashos of Shmoneh Esrei during the winter, and he wasn't Yotze the Bakashos. In other words, the Chisaron of V'sein Talamatar could either be a Chisaron of Barech Aleinu, and we're being Mechadesh, according to Yerushalmi, Shema Koleinu, or according to the Bavli, it could be a Chisaron in the Matbeya of all of the middle brachos of Bakashas. And as long as it's inserted somewhere, so then in such a case, it's going to be acceptable. However, it's lachatchila spat is the bracha of Barech Aleinu. Of course, there's a tremendous mussar that I think I've said in Meseches Brachos, in Halacha from the Daily Daf, that merges from this as well. And that is the sense that we are davening lefnei Hashem, the sense of Shema Koleinu is really the sea, is the ultimate of what tefillah is all about. That a person should go through their tefillahs, on the one hand, thinking about the words they're saying and attempting to formulate properly, but at the end of the day, that when we get up to Shema Koleinu, for a person to really think about what is their kol, their innermost feelings and emotions that they want to express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, Be'ezer Hashem will be zeicha to Shvisi Hashem Lenegi Samid, both in tefillah as well as in our life, 24/7. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chavdal.